Ken Smuckler. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Tom, Sybil, Jay Antoine. Last night in Houston, I fired up the Osterizer for the Smuck Report Republican debate drinking game. The game rules were set. Any attack on Trump, I hit the Padron sippy cup. A counterattack, a swig. Name calling, the big gulp. I don't set the rules, Sybil. I die by them. First, let me dispense with two candidates who should be off the debate stage 24 hours after Super Tuesday. Ben Carson and John Kasich. Carson's debate strategy was the rope-a-dope without the rope. Kasich sounded like he was running to be Trump's vice president. Both were a non-factor in the debate and my drinking game. Round one, immigration, and Marco Rubio breaks out fast, I mean faster than Billy White Shoes Johnson running down the Astrodome. Rubio throws his first jab, accusing Trump of hiring foreign workers at his Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago. So now we have the debate to determine who will be the leader of the free world, devolve into an argument as to whether a teenage boy from Slovenia should be hired to hand out towels at a resort in Florida that was built by the guy who invented Frosted Flakes in Battle Creek, Michigan, now inhabited by the queen of Trumpdom, who hails from, you guessed it, Tom, Slovenia. Then Cruz jumps. I don't make this stuff up. Then Cruz jumps in with this line. At the same time I was fighting against amnesty on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Donald Trump was firing Dennis Rodman from The Apprentice. Hey, Jay, the last time the worm made it onto the national stage, he was sharing a bag of popcorn at the Pyongyang National Basketball Center in North Korea with Kim Jong-un, supreme leader of the Hermit Kingdom. But it only went downhill from there. Rubio comes in with a haymaker from Lech Field. Trump was the only candidate fined for hiring Polish workers. Trump fired back almost immediately, saying, no, I'm the only one on the stage that's hired people. You haven't hired anybody. To which Rubio responded by calling on the audience to Google Trump and Polish workers. So now I've got one hand on the Osterizer, the other hand on the iPad, trying to figure out how the smuck Polish workers got into the Republican debate. And before Ask.com came in with the answer, Rubio attacks Trump for owning companies that make ties in Mexico, shoes in China, and a fake university in the United States. Tom, we're still in the smucking first round, and the room is spinning. Round two, the Supreme Court. Now Cruz takes the tom-tom to Trump. He says Republicans can't count on Trump to appoint a true conservative to the Supreme Court because Trump has contributed to libs like Clinton, Biden, Kerry, Pelosi, and Harry Reid, which is like saying in a Republican primary that you supported Huey Newton, Angela Davis, Malcolm X, and the Minister Farrakhan. Okay, Sybil. Okay. Full disclosure, Sybil, I passed out for the next hour of the debate, only to wake up to this exchange. Rubio calls on Trump to hand over his tax returns. Trump says he can't because they're being audited. Cruz says turn over the ones not being audited, to which Trump responds by telling Rubio he knows nothing about business, to which Rubio responds that he knows nothing about declaring bankruptcy four times like Trump, at which point Trump calls Rubio a choke artist, Cruz a basket case, and a liar. Look, the only place in America more dangerous than standing between Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz last night was a kiddie pool in Flint, Michigan. But Trump stood between Rubio... I'm keeping it serious, but Trump stood between Rubio and Cruz and gave as good as he got. On to the Democrats in the South Carolina primary tomorrow, where Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are pandering to African Americans more than the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences were pandering after Jada Pinkett Smith's Oscar video went viral. For Hillary, Morgan Freeman has done voiceovers speaking the names of Trayvon Martin, Dontre Hamilton, and Sandra Bland in TV ads that have swamped South Carolina this past week. While the voice of God is pitching Hillary Clinton on the airwaves, she has been on a 10-city bus tour across South Carolina with the moms of Black Lives Matter. Tom, when the history of the 2016 Democratic primary is written, these names above all else, Trayvon Martin, Dontre Hamilton, Sandra Bland, Eric Garner, and Jordan Davis will be the names that propelled Hillary Clinton to the Democratic nomination. Let's hope Hillary Clinton does not forget these names by the time she gets to the Democratic convention in Philadelphia in July. Yeah. Sanders has fought back, appearing with the sister of Eric Garner, former NAACP head Ben Jealous, Atlanta-based rapper Killer Mike, Danny Glover, and Cornel West. So the Clinton campaign is not taking anything for granted. They recruited every African-American celebrity over the past four decades that would stand with Hillary in South Carolina this past week. Sybil, I swear I saw on the stage with Bill Clinton in Columbia this past week, Theo Huxtable, Urkel, and Brenda from the 227. And Hillary, I think I saw that. And Hillary Clinton's attention to African-American voters, who make up 56% of the Democratic primary in South Carolina, is paying big dividends. She goes into South Carolina with polls that show more than 20-point lead over the burn. Look, the last time this many Americans rose up behind a white leader in South Carolina was the Civil War, when Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman, and the 54th Regiment Massachusetts Voluntary Infantry charged Fort Wagner behind Matthew Broderick. Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord. While Hillary Clinton has rarely left South Carolina in the past week, Bernie Sanders has been laying the groundwork for Super Tuesday just 3 days away. If you look at the states Bernie Sanders is competing in next Tuesday, they're the states that have the fewest African-American voters. Vermont, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Colorado. Hell, Sybil, Bernie Sanders avoids African-American voters like the salesman of the year for a Confederate flag company. If Hillary holds her lead on Bernie tomorrow, she'll move to the big states of Super Tuesday with large African-American vote populations like Virginia, Texas, and Georgia, while Sanders sticks to New England, Colorado, Minnesota, and Oklahoma. Bernie Sanders continues to inspire, getting huge crowds in Oklahoma and Missouri. He drew 10,000 people in Tulsa and 7,000 people in Kansas City. Tom, the last time a Jew from Brooklyn did this well in the Midwest, Jerry Seinfeld was touring comedy clubs in Branson, Missouri. But the math says Hillary will have a commanding delegate lead coming out of Super Tuesday, and Bernie Sanders will have to throw the Hail Moisha in the winner-take-all states of Ohio, Florida, on March 15th to stay competitive. And that's the Smuck Report. 24 hours before the South Carolina Dem primary, 72 hours before Super Tuesday, reminding our listeners, as always, that there's a fine line between trickery and shiggerty, and where that line is crossed, there will always be Tom Joyner and the TJMS on to South Carolina tomorrow for the Dems and Super Tuesday, where Marco Rubio will keep on sticking it to Donald Trump like Amber Rose's finger to Kanye West. Smuck off! Smuck out!